This is Northland Morning on 103.3 KUMD. It's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future. If you're looking for a new hobby and you've got some time to spend outdoors, you can help Minnesota's forests grow healthy and strong. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has an opportunity for you, and we're speaking this morning with Mike Riedekainen, who's the DNR Silviculture Program Coordinator, and he's talking about the Seeds and Cone Collection Program. Good morning, Mike. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Chris. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So tell us about this program. What is going on with trees this year that people can help out?
Well, it's a neat program. It's been going for a long time. At DNR Forestry, we're responsible for reforesting any acres that we harvest timber on. And to do that, we rely on seedlings, seed. And a good way for us to get that seed, to grow seedlings or just to directly seed on sites, is from the public. So for many decades, we purchased seed collected by the public to kind of help push our program along and help us meet our goals. This year, we're short on black spruce seed. It's one that's pretty critical to our success. We use a lot of it. We think there's been low cone production in previous years that's maybe led to that. And so this year, we're putting the call out to try to get help Minnesotans to help us bring the seed in we need to do our spring seeding projects.
The black spruce, now this is a tree that's mostly in Canada, but it does reach into northern Minnesota, correct?
Yeah, about the northern half of the state.
It's a lovely tree. Is it usually a taller tree, or is it more of a shrub?
It's shorter where we do most of our harvesting. It's a lowland conifer growing in kind of swamps, wetter areas. We do see it grow upland and much taller when it does. But most of our spruce is lowland, and that's where most of our seeding occurs, is in spruce swamps, bogs.
So people can help. Now, they need to be able to identify the black spruce compared to other conifers or firs and pines that they see in their area. How will they be able to help the best? Is there a website that they can go to be able to get a good picture of what the cone looks like?
There is. They could go to our DNR website. We have a good guide for what the species looks like and for what the cone looks like. That would be a good first step. They could also reach out to our local buying stations. Would be another good first step and make contact with our local foresters in their area, and they could also help out.
Great. So we'll get a link then to the buying station locations. And I imagine they're mostly, in this case, in the northern part of the state.
Yeah, for our black spruce need, you're right. I'd say about sandstone over to, if you drew a line from sandstone over to like Detroit Lakes and then north to the border.
Okay.
We have them spread out across that region.
Okay, I'm looking now and I'm seeing that you've got some in Two Harbors and Hibbing and Cloquet, Tower, Bemidji. So certainly a lot of locations in our radio listening area. So that's great. We'll have links to that later on this morning on our website so people can contact you. So this is a program, as you say, something in the last couple of years has caused the black spruce not to produce as many cones. Does that bode poorly for something? Is there some larger case that you're worried about that might be affecting the black spruce in particular, or is it just one of those things?
No, it's just one of those things. Every species has its variability. It's tied to weather. It's tied to insects and disease. I think the biggest problem we're seeing is even when we have good cone crop years, we actually don't think we have the same amount of people out picking that we used to have. It's something that's been kind of a tradition that's, we're seeing folks age out of it, and we're not seeing younger folks kind of get recruited into it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like our biggest focus right now, is trying to get the word out and get people interested and excited about helping us out with this important project.
Okay. Now, in this part of the state, in northeastern Minnesota, the Arrowhead region, whatever you want to call it, is there a particular area, a particular type of climate or terrain, I should say, where they're more likely to grow?
Yeah, low, flat landscapes, say like the beds of old glacial lakes, and even between, you know, rises in topography, the low areas that are drained, where draining kind of occurs.
Okay.
That's where you'd likely find them. And I think I mentioned before, making a connection with our, if you're interested, with our seed buying stations, it's a good first step, because there's local knowledge there from our foresters, that they could maybe connect you with a site where there might be tops available for picking cones from previous harvest.
Okay. Now, is there a particular time of year? Is this the ideal time of year, the next month or two, to go out and collect them? Is winter when they really are best harvested?
It's a good time of year. You know, and that's not true for all species, but for black spruce it is, because its cones don't open up unless they experience a good amount of heat, the serotonin. So they, even though they're ripe, they stay closed and seed stays inside, you know, through the winter. And this time of year offers unique opportunities for folks to maybe access timber sites where timber's harvested and tops are there with cones that are available on the ground for picking. That's kind of why the winter is a unique time to pick black spruce cones.
Hmm. Now, so for this particular tree, the cones are mostly at the top, not sort of scattered throughout the length of the tree. Is that the way it works, or am I misunderstanding?
Yeah, that's correct. They are closer to the top.
Do you happen to have the website?
I do.
Okay.
It's a dnr.state.mn.us/forestry/nursery/cone-seed-collection.
So this is wonderful. Thank you. And I think during the pandemic era, maybe people just aren't quite as eager to leave their homes. I don't know what it could be too, but hopefully they're not aging out. I'd like to think we can get a new generation of people to help out the DNR to keep these tree populations safe. So hopefully this will be a great chance for people to get out for some fresh air this winter and help you guys out as well.
I hope so, too. Thanks, Chris.
Absolutely. Mike, take care. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Mike Rinnakainen, the DNR Silviculture Program Coordinator for the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, talking about the seeds and cone collection program, especially in this region, helping to repopulate the black spruce forests. Green Visions on KMD is made possible with support from Heritage Window and Door, the Duluth Superior Supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors, and from the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future.